Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. I'm back today with a few more weird tales from the year just past. This isn't your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go, "What?" As quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. Now, that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do. But there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into November. Before we kick off today's stories, if you're new here, then hi, my name's Nikki, and I make podcasts, videos, and TikToks about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion you might be, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. Now, our first tale today is something which could potentially be from your nightmares if you suffer from arachnophobia. So if you do, maybe skip ahead to our next tale. A lady in Missouri in the USA went to her doctor's when she was suffering from persistent ear pain, which wouldn't budge for 5 days. The 29-year-old insurance salesperson, Desiree Kelly, was suffering from a fluttering feeling in her ear during the night, and at first thought she was being tickled by her bedsheets. The feeling continued, and she found herself suffering immense pain. When she woke up the following day, the strange sensation continued, and she couldn't get the feeling to budge. As the day progressed, her partner convinced her to go to urgent care, and initially she was apprehensive as she didn't want to incur a big bill for a minor problem, which she hoped would go away. America, sort out your healthcare system. So, having to admit defeat, she eventually went and waited in urgent care to be checked over. All the while, the pain grew more intense. She said as she waited, she could feel the pain getting lower into her ear and it was becoming excruciating. So much so that she began crying whilst in the waiting room. Thinking that she was just going to end up with a big bill for a bit of earwax removal, things quickly escalated as soon as a professional took a look inside her ear. The nurse took a look and reported that it wasn't wax which was bothering Desiree, but instead there was something deep inside her ear canal. The nurse irrigated her ear 3 times, but nothing moved. Then eventually, Desiree felt a wiggle in her ear canal, and the nurse ran back over in time to see something fall out of her ear and onto the floor. As she scooped it into the irrigation bowl, the nurse said, "Well, it's a spider." This made Desiree instantly throw up in disgust. She then took to TikTok to explain her situation.
"Well, they confirmed that there is something in my ear." She goes, "There's something in there. It's not a moth." "Wonderful." She adds that it's curled up back there. So now I'm waiting for the nurses to come back and flush my ear out. I am so embarrassed, first of all, because that's so gross and I'm a clean person. But I'm also like, it's an uneasy feeling. There's a bug in my ear. "We're all done." "It was a spider. It was alive. I threw up. I'm never sleeping again."
As she's still in the hospital, she's whispering, so it doesn't really work in an audio format. But basically, she explains everything I just said and then looks shaken and upset by the whole experience. Reflecting on what just happened, Desiree said she thinks the creepy crawly must have hitched a ride in her earbuds and then crawled into her ear canal as a result, but she's not entirely sure. The spider, who didn't have much to say for themselves in the whole situation, did go home with Desiree, as despite being repulsed by her 8-legged buddy, she didn't actually want any harm to come to it. I guess it was a case of Stockholm Syndrome setting in. The jumping spider was eventually released by Desiree, but now, as a precaution, she wears earplugs every night when sleeping and double-checks her earbuds before wearing them, just to make sure. After all, the last thing she wants is any of her new arachnid friend's mates finding out her ear canal is the hottest joint in town and them all turning up for a party. Our next story today was first brought to my attention by the fantastic I Think My Fridge Is Haunted podcast. And as they told the story so much better than I ever could, and they gave it some of that local flavour we love here on Macabre London, I'm going to hand over to them to share this one with you. Take it away, Gemma and Lana, from I Think My Fridge Is Haunted.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gemma.
And I'm Lana.
And we are I Think My Fridge Is Haunted, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. And thank you for having us, Macabre London.
Thank you so much. And now, on to the story.
On Saturday, July 29, 2023, Don and Gail Patterson, Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson and husband Ian, a local pastor, gather at the home of Erin Patterson, a 48-year-old stay-at-home mum of 2 in Leongatha, which is 2 hours east of Melbourne. Within days of the lunch hosted by Erin, Don, Gail and Heather would be dead after consuming the allegedly poisoned beef Wellington served on the day. A well-educated former aircraft controller with a real estate portfolio of 4 or 5 properties, Erin Patterson, who cooked the lunch, came from a family of scholars.
The children's father, Simon, was also invited to the lunch, which was supposed to be a gesture of reconciliation between family members and attempt to repair their marriage. However, Simon did not attend the lunch, pulling out at the last minute.
You see, Erin and Simon had been married but had broken up some years previous. It was proposed by Erin to get the family together in order to discuss their reconciliation, with Ian, the pastor, attending as a mediator along with his wife Heather. It has been speculated that Gail and Don, Simon's parents, were not on board with the idea of the pair rekindling their marriage. The reason for this is yet to be revealed.
On Saturday, August 5th, detectives search Erin Patterson's home and question her. Ian Wilkinson fights for his life in hospital, and it is rumoured that he is undergoing a liver transplant. Monday, August 7th, the homicide squad confirm Erin Patterson, the ex-daughter-in-law of Don and Gail, was a suspect in the case.
Outside her Leangatha home, she tells the media, "It's a tragedy what's happened. I'm so devastated by what's happened. I just can't fathom what has happened." She went on to say, "I didn't do anything. I loved them, and I'm devastated that they're gone, and I hope with every fiber of my being that Don pulls through." People quickly noticed that she was getting her father-in-law Don's name mixed up with that of Ian, who was in hospital, where he would remain for some months.
On Tuesday, August 8th, the press revealed that Erin Patterson's ex-husband, Simon, suffered a mystery gut illness in May 2022, which resulted in him being put in an induced coma for several weeks. The Herald Sun prints a front-page headline titled, "She Tried to Kill Me," and suggested that Simon Patterson told his friends in 2022 that he believed his ex-wife Erin tried to poison him.
On Wednesday, August 9th, police are seen investigating the Coonawarra tip to question workers and obtain CCTV footage. It is believed that a food dehydrator was used to prepare the lunch and then discarded on the day after the meals were served. On Friday the 11th of August, Erin Patterson sent a 5-page written statement via email to the police, CCing the press and telling them that she's lied to them. The children were never there, as she had previously claimed, but ate the lunch with the mushrooms scraped off as they did not like them.
She also states that she got the mushrooms from a local large chain supermarket and said she got the rest of the mushrooms 3 months previous at an Asian grocer in Glen Waverley that she can't recall the name of. Mm. She also claims she went to the hospital and was given a liver protection drug and was shortly after released.
In addition, she admitted she threw the dehydrator in the tip between hospital visits because she was afraid, quote, they would take her children away. The case has strong similarities to the recent case of Corey Richens, who allegedly poisoned her husband several times using fentanyl before he died after drinking a cocktail she prepared for him in March 2022.
The case of Erin Patterson and the deadly lunch goes quiet for some weeks until the morning of Thursday the 2nd of November, when Erin is arrested at her home in Leangatha and charged with 3 counts of murder. In addition to these charges, she was charged with not one, not two, but 5 counts of attempted murder, suggesting that she had attempted to kill Ian Wilkinson with the poison beef Wellington, as well as her own husband 4 times in the past.
Which none of us saw coming,
No one saw that coming.
The case of Erin Patterson continues, and the trial is expected to take place in mid-2024. Check out our podcast, I Think My Fridge is Haunted, for updates on this bizarre and tragic case. Until then, don't forget to be creepy.
But don't be a creep. Back to you, Nikki.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks, ladies. That was excellently told, and thank you for sharing that tale with us. As they said, as and when there is an update, they'll be letting us know. So do be sure to check out I Think My Fridge is Haunted wherever you get your podcasts and send them some love. They cover stories from all over the world, and they definitely lean into the weirder side of things, and I know you're going to love it, so do let them know I sent you. This case was such a shock to me, and it's just heartbreaking that something like this would happen. Of course, my heart goes out to everyone involved, and once the trial happens next year, maybe we'll get some answers as to what exactly the motive is behind the murders. Until then, subscribe to I Think My Fridge Is Haunted, and maybe we'll get the girls back on in 2024 to wrap this story up. For that selection of weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, there'll be more along soon, so make sure you're subscribed or following if you're not already to keep up with the series. If you like the show and what I make in general and you want it to continue into next year, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. If you sign up to Patreon, you get access to my other podcast, Having a Problem, which is lots of silly historical-based fun, plus hours of other bonus content too. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift from my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes of how to do that, in case you want to check it out. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, particularly when I know things are tight for a lot of people, so it really does mean the world to me, and I'm always amazed that people want to help me create this creepy empire we can all call home, and it feels very good to know that you do, and I feel really appreciated, so thank you very much. There's all the free things, such as sharing the show around, telling your friends, and reposting my social media posts, and that's all more helpful than you know. In 2024, I would love to be able to do this full time, and you're a huge part of making that dream come true, so thanks for your help. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and I'll see you ghouls next time for December. We've nearly made it. Very exciting, very exciting.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com code FRESHSOCKS.